Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Residents in Pittsburgh, Kansas, are now buying signs and banners that say "God Bless America" after a local post office removed a banner following complaints by the organization from Wisconsin called Freedom From Religion Foundation. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. Matt, here it is again, this Freedom From Religion Foundation out of Madison, Wisconsin. Small group, but it speaks through oftentimes its threatening and distorted letters. And as a result of this distorted letter and threat, this post office in Pittsburgh, Kansas, decided to remove a banner that said, "God Bless America." The people are up in arms over this.
Well, and they should be. I mean, this is absurd. Freedom From Religion Foundation, Matt, you have had many encounters with them and with the founder of this organization. You've debated him on a number of occasions. They're not just a secularist organization. They are an overtly anti-Christian organization, and they are historical revisionists. They take their own twisted, perverted view of, and I don't believe it's even a sincere view. I think they know the true history. I think they know what the Constitution actually means and says. I think that they want to twist it because they're trying to you know, fundamentally transform America, to borrow from Barack Obama, into something that resembles their own anti-Christian, secular, humanist self-image. And this is just the latest case in point.
Yeah, this foundation has no more than around 22,500 members. So it's a small organization, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And so it sent a letter saying that this is government sponsorship of religion, and it violates the First Amendment, which is bogus. This is the same organization that is trying to force the Missouri sheriffs to remove "In God We Trust" bumper stickers from the department vehicles, and also "In God We Trust" from the U.S. coins and currency. Now, they've obviously failed miserably and rightfully slow on that latter attempt. In this particular case, you've got this small little group saying, well, they've got one person in the area that complained. Well, that's one person complained, and as a result, they sent out a letter. And unfortunately, the silly people with the post office ultimately didn't fight, and so far they have removed the banner. So the residents are backing up, and they're saying enough is enough. They're saying this is ridiculous, it's outrageous. So the owner of a local sign company ultimately provided at a lower cost these "God Bless America" signs, and in just a few hours after the banner was removed, these citizens began obtaining these "God Bless America" signs, and now they're all over Pittsburgh, Kansas. The citizens are standing up. But you know what? The citizens not only need to have these signs in their private yards or businesses, but they also need to put up this sign back where it was. There is nothing wrong with saying "In God We Trust" or "God Bless America." Every president has ended, most every president, Barack Obama's, you never know what he's going to do, but they end their speeches with "God Bless America." And they currency, the coins that we have, the dollar bills that we have, they say, "In God We Trust." That is our national motto. People have tried to remove that, and they've been unsuccessful. I think they would be just as unsuccessful removing "God Bless America" or "In God We Trust" from these banners or these signs.
Well, of course they would. I mean, it just shows you how out of touch the Freedom From Religion Foundation and other groups like them. Let's not kid ourselves. The ACLU is just a more polished version of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. People for the American Way, Barry Lenz Group, Americans United, they all have the same goal, and they are engaged in religious cleansing here in the United States, historical, you know, whitewashing and scrubbing and revisionism. And it just shows you how out of touch they are that they would try to have "In God We Trust" bumper stickers removed in Missouri from vehicles. That's our nation's motto. That's the official motto of the United States of America. It's all over our coinage. It's all over, you know, our paper currency. But it just shows you the hatred that they have inside of them. They can't just sit back and live and let live. No, they demand that everything be scrubbed of any reference to God whatsoever.
Yeah, well, the Pittsburgh postal workers back in 2001, following the 9/11 terrorist attacks, they ultimately paid for this 12-foot-long vinyl banner, and it's been up since then. A spokesman, however, for the post office says that the Postal Service took the banner down, not because of church and state issues, but because that the policy prohibits the placement of notices on postal property unless there's governmental notices that are involved. The fact of the matter is, though, it's been there for, 14 years, 15 years, and no one's complained. The Postal Service authorities have never said, hey, wait a minute, this violates our policies because we didn't put this up as part of an official government notice. In fact, what they did was they only took it down after they got this threat from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. So I think we've got some people trying to make excuses for why they're taking it down. Obviously, they can clearly continue to have it up. I think the residents need to continue to push back against the removal of this banner. And I encourage them to get out the message. You know, we had this situation happen in Louisiana, in West Monroe, Louisiana, a number of years ago. The ACLU and Americans United for Separation of Church and State, they filed suit to stop the high school students from having a prayer over the intercom or a religious message over the intercom in the morning, along with their announcements, with all the other secular announcements and inspirational messages. They even wanted to stop Bible clubs. We got involved to defend the school. And as a result of that, the pastors and the churches came together for one of the first times ever, collectively seeing their freedom at stake. And the students began their own additional morning prayer time. And it became the largest student gathering on the entire campus. And in fact, a third, sometimes two-thirds of the students of that school would gather in the morning for prayer. So it actually backfired against these organizations, but it only backfires if people are willing to stand up.
Well, and that's what's encouraging is when people do stand up. There, every time these secularist organizations try to bully and intimidate, you know, they get on their letter writing campaigns trying to tell people, oh, you're going to lose your tax exempt status. Oh, you're going to lose this. You're going to lose that. We're going to sue you. We're going to bully you into submission and into adopting our clearly non-historical, unconstitutional view of our religious liberties and the First Amendment here in the United States. It seems like they always overplay their hand, and there's always blowback like this, like you mentioned in Monroe, Louisiana, or like we're seeing with the residents in Pittsburgh, Kansas, you know, placing signs that say God bless America all over town, in every corner of town. So every time, you know, and God talks about that too, how he will take that which is intended for evil, he will use it for good, that all things work together for good. But as you point out, Matt, people have to actually push back when they're being bullied, when they're being attacked like this.
Yeah, and you know, reminds me of the Wauwatosa, Wisconsin situation. And Vic Elias, and a great friend who went to be with the Lord late last year, was with me in this situation. This was where Wauwatosa had, as part of its seal, four quadrants in the seal, and one of the quadrants had a cross. And this group, Freedom From Religion Foundation, ultimately complained. And the city started to remove the cross from the seal, and they were going to leave it blank. Well, the citizens got involved. VCY, right there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, got involved. Vic was very much involved. And I flew up there to speak for 3 minutes. The place was completely packed. It was snowing outside. And this was an amazing event. What ultimately happened is the people pushed back. The city stopped removing the crosses in the city seal. And they also went to a referendum, and they replaced even those vacant quadrants with In God We Trust. And that separationist group went away. They didn't like the result of it, but some of the city seals over the years continued to have the cross, and others had In God We Trust, the national motto. They knew they couldn't win that, and so their huffing and puffing didn't amount to anything, and now that's why In God We Trust is part of that Wauwatosa City Seal, because people got involved. VCY America got involved, Liberty Council got involved, and we spent all that time and resources for 3 minutes. But that's all it took was 3 minutes. The people were energized, and they pushed back. And that's what the people ought to do in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and elsewhere. For more information, visit Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can order the Patriots Handbook series, their pocket-sized handbooks on American liberty, political activity of pastors and churches, religious freedom in public schools, and much, much more. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.